children. This week we've celebrated the birthday of our country. You might know that our country began as 13 colonies. They were owned and ruled by the King of England. But the King of England and his government began to treat the people of our country unfairly. And so some of the people of our country decided that it was time to no longer be governed by the King of England, but to be a free and independent country of our own. Well, there's a story in the Word about another king who also needed to learn how to be a good king. And the main thing he needed to learn was, who is the King of Kings? Who made him king? And who really rules over the king affairs of men? His name is Nebuchadnezzar. And he was a person that the Lord gave success to. The Lord let him have success in battle, and he conquered a big empire, and he made the city of Babylon his capital city. He was very proud of it. And the hanging gardens of Babylon were one of the wonders of the world at that time. But one day, he had a dream. And the dream really bothered him because he could tell it was a message from God, but he didn't know what it was. So he called in all his wise men and astrologers and soothsayers, and they had no idea what this dream was about. And then he remembered Daniel, who had helped him with another dream. And so the king told his dream to Daniel, and this is what he said. Thus were the visions of my head in my bed. I was seeing, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and was strong, and its height reached to the sky, and its sight to the end of all the earth. Its leaves were lovely, and its blossom abundant, and in it was food for all. The animals of the field had shade under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in its boughs, and from it all flesh was fed. I was seeing in the visions of my head in my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven. He cried with force and said thus, chop down the tree and cut off his boughs, shake off his leaves and scatter his blossom. Let the animals get away from under it and the fowls from his boughs. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let this portion be with the animals in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from that of a man, and let a heart of an animal be given to him, and let seven times pass over him. And then the dream even told why this was going to happen. This matter is by the decision of the watchers and the demand of the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he wishes and sets up over it the lowest of men. Well, when Daniel heard about the king's dream, he was quiet for a long time. And finally, the king said to him, don't let the dream bother you. Just tell me what it means. And Daniel said, I wish this dream was about someone else, about your enemies. Because who do you think is the great tree in this dream that's going to get chopped down? It's Nebuchadnezzar. And he was going to lose his mind. He was going to become like an animal eating grass like a cow in the fields, until seven times passed over him and until he learned who is the real King of Kings. So Daniel said, let me give you some advice. Stop sinning, break off your sins, and be kind to the poor people instead of oppressing them. And maybe this won't have to happen to you so soon. But the king didn't really listen at that point. And so here's what happens. At the end of 12 months, a year later, he was walking in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. And the king answered and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the authority of my power and for the glory of my honor? While the word was in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is said, the kingdom has passed away from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the animals of the field. They shall make thee to taste grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he wishes. That very hour the word was fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and ate grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs had grown like the feathers of eagles, and his nails like birds' claws. But fortunately, Nebuchadnezzar did learn his lesson from this. And eventually, when the Lord saw that he had learned who's the real king, the Lord gave him back his mind. And here's something that Nebuchadnezzar said. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth, and his ways judgment. And those who walk in pride, he is able to abase. Abase means push them down to the bottom, like he had been. So what does this story teach us? Well, you can think about this. Are you strong? Are you tall? Can you run fast? Do you have a quick, smart mind? Are you artistic? Are you musical? Are you good at making friends with other people? Well, who made you? Did you make your body? Did you make your mind? No. The Lord made you. All of these things are gifts from the Lord. They're not really yours. They're his gifts that he gives you to use. And what does he give them to you to use for? So that you can say, I am the greatest, like King Nebuchadnezzar, and boss other people around? Of course not. How does the Lord use his gifts? He uses every single one of them as much as he can to help us. So if we want to let the Lord be the King of Kings over us, we want to live in his kingdom happily someday, we need to learn to accept the Lord's gifts thankfully, gratefully, and use them to help other people. That's what King Nebuchadnezzar needed to learn. That's why the King of England could not rule over the colonies, because he wasn't being a good king. And that applies just as much to each of us, even though we're not great kings. We still have opportunities to either boss other people or help other people. So let's remember, like King Nebuchadnezzar said, who is the King of heaven, and that all the Lord's works are done in truth, so that we can learn to be happy servants of his, in his kingdom. Amen.